From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean cocaine trafficking is way up according to the latest UN figures. The Dominica government warns protesting public service workers that the country is hurtling towards an economic crisis. And the Haitian journalist whose husband was murdered talks about the attempt on her own life. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean's share of cocaine transshipment to Europe increased nearly fourfold between the 1990s and 2001. That's what the senior officer of the UN Caribbean Office on Drugs, Flavio Morella, said today as he released the latest figures on drug trafficking trends in the region. Tony Fraser sent this report from Port of Spain.
There was a marginal decline in the quantity of cocaine transshipped through the Caribbean from 219 metric tons in 2000 to 216 metric tons in 2001. The UN figures indicate that cocaine use in the United States has declined from 660 metric tons between 1989 and 2001. However, in the same period, the percentage of cocaine transshipped through the Caribbean to the United States has risen from 29 to 48% of the total shipments. Over the same period, the cocaine moved through the Caribbean Sea to Europe increased from 15 to 53 metric tons. The European